Good morning and welcome to another broadcast, and thanks again for tuning in to Words of Faith. We appreciate so much your joining us today. It's always good to have you listening, and it's always a joy and an honor and a privilege to be able to open up the Bible and study it, and especially to study it together in this broadcast. So we're glad you're with us today. We're looking at Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. We finish with Luke chapter 5, and now we begin in Luke chapter 6, verse 1. And we're going to see here a story about Jesus and his disciples. And the important thing to remember about this story is that it occurs on the Sabbath day. Now, you'll remember from reading the Bible that the Jews were not supposed to work on the Sabbath. That was one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not do any work therein. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And there were many other warnings in the Old Testament about that. There were many other verses that told the Jews that they were not to work on the Sabbath day. And the Jews, at this time, in Jesus' day, respected those verses. As a matter of fact, they would not do anything on the Sabbath day that even came close to working. And part of that influence came through a group known as the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees were sticklers for keeping the law of Moses. They were also sticklers for keeping their own traditions. And oftentimes, they took things too far. They became extremist. They became radical in how they would apply what the Old Testament said. They just took it too far, and oftentimes they would over-apply what the Bible said in the Old Testament. And that's what we're going to see right here. Now, what did the disciples do on the Sabbath day? Well, we know that they're hungry. When you read the other accounts, like Matthew chapter 12, we know that Jesus' disciples were hungry on this day. And the Bible says they were going through these fields where the grain was. And they began to pluck off some of that grain. And they would rub it in their hands. And they did that to separate the shells or the husks from the grain. And so when they would separate them, then they would eat that grain. They did that because, again, they're just hungry. They need something to eat. Now, the Pharisees saw what the disciples were doing, and they said immediately in verse 2, "Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" And we ask the question, what? What were the disciples doing? What had they done that was not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And the Pharisees here are saying that what you're doing is not scriptural. What you're doing is sinful because it goes against the Bible. So in other words, these Pharisees are charging Jesus' disciples with breaking the law of Moses. They're saying that the disciples of Jesus have violated the Sabbath day. How? Well, because they plucked off some of this grain and they were rubbing it together and eating it. Now, if you just look at that from a common sense point of view, you'll probably say, why, that's ridiculous. That's not really labor. That's not what Moses was talking about. Why, Moses was talking about something different. He wasn't talking about putting forth some small amount of effort like these disciples were. He wasn't condemning that. He was condemning something else. Well, what we're going to find today, of course, is that if that's what you're thinking, you're right about that. But I want you to notice how Jesus responds to this today. This is very interesting how he deals with these people. Beginning in verse 3, Jesus answered them and said, "Have you not read?" Now I want to stop right there and just let those words sink in. You see, these Pharisees oftentimes, when they would appeal to the law of Moses, would tell you, this is what the law says. This that you're talking about or this that you're doing goes against the law of Moses, and sometimes they would be right about that. But oftentimes what these Pharisees would do would be that they would ignore some other verses that they needed to read on that subject. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? That's what happens many times, folks, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. We just read one passage on a subject, and we don't consider something else that God has said about that. And so we need to take all the Bible into account. we need to consider what God has said in other places about a subject before we just jump to a conclusion. Now, these Pharisees were jumping to a conclusion. They said, "Your disciples are doing what is wrong on the Sabbath day. They're working on the Sabbath day." Jesus said, "Have you not read?" Now, they had read some parts of the Bible. They were reading some parts of the Old Testament, but they weren't reading enough. They weren't paying attention to all of it, and that's always a mistake when we look at God's Word. We need to take all of God's Word seriously and not just pick out a verse here or a verse there and overapply it. Well, in verse 3, Jesus said, "Have you not read so much as this, what David did when himself was an hungered and they that were with him?" Now, Jesus is going back here to a story that we find in 1 Samuel chapter 21. Now, that is a case where David and his men were running for their lives. They were trying to get away from King Saul because Saul was out to kill David. Now, that's the situation. So this is an emergency kind of circumstance here. It's not that David went up to the high priest and he already had all kinds of other food and said, "I want that showbread." That's not the situation. This is a crisis situation here. It is a matter of life and death because David is on the run and Saul is trying to kill him. And so he stops in here in 1 Samuel chapter 21. And the Bible says in verse 4, how he went into the house of God and did take and eat the showbread and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priest alone. So Jesus said, "Have you ever read that story? You're talking about my disciples and what they're doing on the Sabbath day when they're hungry. Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, when he went to the tabernacle of God and he ate the showbread there?" Now, what is Jesus saying here? Is he trying to say that you can just do anything that you want to, that you can set aside the law of God any time that you want to? No, he's not saying that at all, folks. What he is saying, and this is especially brought out in Matthew's account, we're going to turn there in just a minute, but what he's saying here is that the Bible also teaches mercy. And that's something these Pharisees did not recognize. It's something they didn't understand, and they certainly didn't practice it. There is a teaching in the Bible called mercy, and the Bible shows that is one of the weightier matters of the law. So Jesus said, in a case where you've got people who are truly, legitimately hungry, that is a need, that is a basic human need, and mercy tells you that that need needs to be met. Now, with that in mind, let's go back to Matthew chapter 12, and let's look at Matthew's account of this same story. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, you find that they go through the fields with the grain, and the Pharisees begin to accuse Jesus' disciples of breaking the law. And Jesus tells this same story about what David did, but he adds another one. Down in verse 5, he said, "Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless?" Now, what is he talking about there? Well, he's simply saying in that circumstance, the priest were allowed to go through that activity or that work on the Sabbath day. So, folks, what Jesus is saying here, when he says that it was not lawful for David and his men to eat this bread, but only for the priest, what he's saying is this. According to the reasoning of the scribes and the Pharisees, he's saying to them, according to your reasoning, why David would have sinned. And according to your reasoning, why the priest actually profaned the Sabbath by doing what God told them to do. You see, the two examples that he uses here stand or fall together, and in this case, they stand together. Now, there's a lot more to be said about that, but I want to make sure today that we go down to verse 7, because here is the verse that is especially important about this whole story here. Now, remember that these Pharisees had accused Jesus' disciples of sinning because they were hungry on the Sabbath day, and they reached down and they plucked some grain and they rubbed it together and they ate it. Now, Jesus, in response to that, says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 7, "But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless." Now that is the important passage to remember right here. That comes from Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. And that passage shows that mercy takes precedence in this kind of situation. Now let me give you a modern day example, I believe, of what we're talking about right here. The Bible says that we ought to assemble together to worship God. There's no question about that. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2 that it's upon the first day of the week. Acts 20, verse 7 says it's upon the first day of the week, that is on our Sunday. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So are we obligated? Do we have the responsibility to assemble together in church and worship God on Sunday? Absolutely. We do have that duty before God. God expects that of us, and it is our responsibility before Him to assemble together and to worship Him in praise. If a person is not able to get there, then he's not able to get there, and he's not held responsible for the fact that there are circumstances beyond his control that prevent him from coming. We're not talking about a case where a person can't come. We're talking about the case where a person is able to come, and in that situation, God expects a man to go to church and to be there to worship Him. Now here, I believe, is a modern-day example of what we're talking about. Let's suppose that you have a man who's getting ready to go to church on Sunday morning. He gets ready, he gets in his vehicle, and as he's driving to go to the church building, he discovers that there's a terrible accident just up ahead. So he has a decision to make. Here's an accident. Somebody could be severely injured. This could be a matter of life and death. Does he drive on past them and say, "Well, I've got to go to church," or does he stop and help? This man decides that he's going to stop and help. He gets out of his car, and he discovers that there are people that are severely injured. And so he stops, he helps, he makes a phone call, and he waits until those who are in charge arrive. He has done something that is merciful. That is an act of mercy, and he has saved lives. Now here's the question. Did that man sin because he didn't make it to the church services that day? Did he forsake the assembly? Did he break the law of God? Obviously not. In this case, mercy takes precedence over that requirement. And I believe that oftentimes we express that by saying, "Well, that's just common sense." Well, it's actually more than that. That's biblical. Because the Bible says in Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, "I will have mercy and not sacrifice." Now, I know that there are people who try to take that too far. There are people that will try to justify anything by saying, "Well, I just thought this would be better," or "I just decided to do that." No, what we're talking about right here is that mercy is a priority. We're talking about the fact, as Jesus said in Matthew 23, 23, that mercy is one of the weightier matters of the law. And that's one of the simplest examples I believe that I can give of that to illustrate what's going on here in Matthew chapter 12 and also in Luke chapter 6. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.